All right, ladies and gentlemen, glad to welcome back the Republican National Committee's national spokesperson and director of Black Media Affairs, Paris Denard. Paris, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you on the radio. We've never met. We've spoken on the radio multiple times, but you're going to be in Kentucky tomorrow?
Yes, I'm excited to be in Lexington, Kentucky for an exciting event that we're having there at with Attorney General Daniel Cameron,
mm-hmm.
Senator Rand Paul, Congressman Andy Barr, and also some candidates for Fayette County Clerk and the candidate for Kentucky State House 88, District 88, Coleman and Quinn, and then obviously our national committee woman, Ms. Crosby. We're excited about the opportunity to have a roundtable discussion about the state of the economy and its impact on Black businesses. And so we know that this is a very important conversation to have because we know more and more Black Americans are coming over to the Republican Party. And we got the invitation to come to Kentucky to have this roundtable. So we'll have some Black small business owners there as well to talk about the impact of the Biden administration's really devastating economy on businesses and focusing on Black-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm. And obviously inflation has an adverse effect on really everybody's business. How are you going to center that on Black business problems?
Know is that Black-owned businesses have struggled going into and out of the pandemic, and so at a disproportionate number. And so when you have businesses that are already struggling because of COVID and then trying to come out of COVID with different restrictions and then an economy that is high with inflation and gas prices and people not really having, you know, an income like they used to spend and to go and do extra things, it's very, very hard on minority-owned businesses who are already trying to compete against the big box stores and larger competitors. And so we have to have an environment, a business environment, that really understands small businesses as the backbone of really every community and try to have policies that aren't hurting them but actually are helping and empowering them and having government get out the way and stop creating barriers to entry.
You as a Black man, you know, we've discussed race issues before on this show with you, and the challenge for the Republican Party oftentimes is explaining to the Black community, in particular, not all minority communities, but the Black community, why they should feel more welcome in the Republican Party when so many times you see people who are prominent Black folks who say some conservative thing in public, and then they can just get hammered and called all kinds of names as though they're disloyal to the Democratic Party. So what are you doing to overcome that issue?
Well, one of the things that we have to do as a party, and we have done under the leadership of Ronna McDaniel as our chair, with the support of our 168 members of the RNC, is actually show up. It's not enough just to go to say to the Black community, you should be conservative, or you are conservative, you should be Republican, you should vote Republican, Democrat policies are not good for you. It's one thing just to say it. It's another to show up in the community. It's another thing to be present and have direct conversations at their door, invite them in, go to events. And that's what we're doing through our community centers that we've set up across the country in minority communities. We have 9 in the Black neighborhoods across the country, in different cities, and over 30 total across the country with Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, and Jewish engagement centers. And so it's really important for us to be present in the community. Just a few days ago, yesterday actually, I was in Cleveland, Ohio, with Pastor Corey Brooks, who's known as the Rooftop Pastor. He's from Chicago, and he's trying to build a community center in the south side of Chicago because people are literally being shot and killed all around him. And he wants to provide an actual resource center, a real center, to really impact them in a positive way. He happens to be a conservative Republican Black pastor in the south side of Chicago. And he said yesterday, he said, people always say, this is what a Republican is, this is what a Republican is. But they can look to him and say, this is what a Republican does. And that's the difference. We cannot just talk about our values. We have to meet with the community, be present, and have conversations. back and forth and talk about what Republican and conservatism, what Republicans do and what conservatism is and how it does impact them in a positive way, juxtaposed to what they see be done on a liberal, progressive, radical basis and how damaging it is to the community, both economically and familially, when you look at the destruction of the family.
Indeed. And, of course, the name-calling continues. Like after the liberals are roiled, of course, by the Supreme Court decisions handed down, particularly the Roe v. Wade from last Friday, a prominent actor like Samuel L. Jackson referring to Justice Clarence Thomas as Uncle Clarence, everybody gets the reference. Well, Daniel Cameron, our attorney general, with whom you're doing this roundtable, takes a lot of the same sort of hits in terms of when he makes a statement and then people call him names because he's black and they think he should be a Democrat automatically. So that's the issue that has to be – that you have to open up the gates more and that people feel like and make black people feel comfortable in the Republican Party.
Well, luckily, that's exactly what we're doing. We look at the numbers and a lot of people who are rejecting what they're seeing from the Democrat Party. It's a Democrat Party they don't recognize. They're so extreme and so radical. What we can do as black Republicans, as all Republicans, is stand up and be proud of our conservative values and say, no, okay, you can call me names if you want to, but let's talk about the issues. Let's not just talk about talking points. Let's talk about the issues. Let's talk about opportunity zones. Let's talk about criminal justice reform. Let's talk about the things that Republicans have done to uplift and empower and what conservative principles do and what Democrats have done to really make the lives of so many people worse off. And that's just the conversation we have to be willing to have. And if we're not willing to have the conversation, that I don't think that we deserve the vote. We have to earn it. We've done that in the past. We did that to build these coalitions and grow our party. And that's the important thing that we do. And I think the last thing is this. Republicans have a winning message. So we can't be afraid to have these conversations. When you look at what this Democrat Party is doing, what they stand for in terms of infanticide and late-term abortion, we can have the conversation with the black community about abortion. You can in terms of its racist founding with Margaret Sanger and how she literally wanted to get rid of the black population, and then we can have a conversation about why Democrats support such barbaric things like late-term abortion and talk about how the Republican Party stands for life and the life of all people, especially those who are disproportionately impacted by abortion, which is the black community. Through a systemic racist organization called Planned Parenthood, we can have those conversations heart to heart, and we should, and we are.
Appreciate your input. Paris, who can participate in this roundtable? Are people watching this online, the one that you're having tomorrow in Lexington?
No, come out. It's Forks Banks at 2404 Sir Barton Way, Lexington, Kentucky. We encourage everybody in the community to come out and have this and participate and listen to this important conversation that we're having. Doors open at 11 a.m. and it goes until 1, and we hope everyone in the community will come out.
I know this is the RNC's Juneteenth. This is an ongoing Juneteenth celebration event. That's what this is connected with. So appreciate you taking a few minutes with us on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Paris. Appreciate it. That's Paris Denard, and he is spokesperson for the and director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee, and it is tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Forked Bank in Lexington, Sir Barton Drive, and it is a Black Business Roundtable in Lexington. Back in a minute.